Our music is back. Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We just had a few minutes there. We had no ability to play music. Our system totally went down. I felt so unprotected out in the broadcast world without our music. And Michelle Faust-Raghavan, we were going to have her sing our way into the segment. But Michelle, you got a reprieve. So
yeah, you know, I'd love to do it, but I don't have any songs that are healthcare appropriate.
We'll find some kids' songs about going to the doctor or something like that. Coming up later this hour, we're going to take a look at a bill that passed in Sacramento, figuratively sitting on the governor's desk, that would allow athletes at NCAA schools to be able to profit from the use of their name or likeness. That runs afoul of NCAA national rules. We'll talk about the potential for a legal battle there. But first, we turn our attention to the bill that has been signed by Governor Newsom, controversial bill which restricts the exemptions provided to parents for their kids' childhood vaccinations. The governor had asked for some changes in the bill. He got a number of changes to it, and with us to talk about it, the aforementioned healthcare reporter, KPCC, Michelle Faust-Raghavan. So, Michelle, we talked just a couple days ago about what the governor wants changed. Did he get all those?
He got his wishes, for sure. And the way that they did it was something that I think a lot of people aren't fully familiar with. They took another bill that was already in motion and deleted some bits and added everything the governor wanted. And it's all here. And it does make some changes
this
to the
original
bill.
This gut and amend thing is the weirdest thing in Sacramento, how you take the sausage case, remove all the contents, and make a new sausage out of it.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, I'm still trying to wrap my head around. But yeah, so basically, the bill does generally what it was already planning on doing. It gives the Department of Public Health this opportunity to scrutinize and potentially revoke some medical exemptions. But medical exemptions are the only way that kids can go to public schools in California if they're not fully vaccinated. And so it does give that scrutiny to the Department of Public Health. But the changes that were made really are just more on the dates. So that increased scrutiny starts January 1st of the coming year. There's also some words in the new bill and the amendments to that bill that make it so they won't go back in time and look at existing medical exemptions. Kids who have medical exemptions will keep them unless they have a doctor who's in trouble otherwise with the medical board.
All right. So one of the concerns I know was that, and I think you mentioned this example, children's hospitals where a child's being treated, those docs may write quite a few exemptions because of their patient load. Are they factored into this, considered differently than a doc in private practice who's writing a lot of exemptions?
No, any doctor that's doing more than five medical exemptions, there'll be some extra scrutiny onto the exemptions that they're writing. But a childhood cancer specialist, they're going to write a lot of them for childhood cancers. The Department of Public Health is aware of kids who are in certain types of treatments, that it's not a good idea for them to be adding vaccines to the other things that they're doing, that it may not work for them. They may have a bad reaction, or it just may not work.
So they'll be looked at, but presumably the state will say, well, this makes sense. This is not a red flag that you've got a physician who's indiscriminately handing out exemptions.
Right. I mean, they'll still be scrutinized, but I imagine that scrutiny, that process will be much quicker.
If you have questions for Michelle, you can ask them by calling. They'll be passed on to us at 866-893-5722, or you can post your questions on the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. This was such a volatile issue in Sacramento. I mentioned that there were arrests yesterday. Are any of the opponents of this bill threatening legal action, or do you have any sense of where they turn now?
Well, the signatures just came down yesterday. So in terms of legal action, you know, that's yet to come. But, you know, it possibly could happen. People have sent me some emails saying that their, you know, opponents to the bill were sending emails saying that they were concerned about people being able to get exemptions hands for their children, kids who might have had some sort of anaphylaxis. But of course, doctors are going to be looking at, you know, if a child has a certain type of allergy, whether that allergy would be likely to react to some of the components of a vaccine. But they wouldn't necessarily write it just because a child had anaphylaxis related to something else.
And also, I couldn't recall, Michelle, is it still a part of the bill that schools was with less than, 95% vaccination rates would get added scrutiny?
That's right. So basically, every school has to, every once in a while in California, this is already the law, they have to submit their vaccination rates, and that's looked at, you know, for tracking purposes. But now they're not going to be able to do it in less than a year. Like, it has to happen at least a year, every year, if not more frequently, that they have to submit that, and that'll be looked at. So that 95%, that is what they call the herd or the community immunity. That's to kind of protect everyone, the kids with childhood cancers and all of the other types of illnesses that might make it not a good idea that they do get vaccinated. That protects them if everyone else around them is vaccinated. So that 95% is kind of that key thing that public health researchers want. And so if a school has less than 95%, then they're going to give that some extra scrutiny and potentially be looking at the doctors that are writing the medical exemptions for those kids in that school.
Michelle, very good. I want you to say, though, five times really fast, community immunity, community.
It's quite hard.
that's a real tongue twister. Michelle, thanks very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we'll look forward to seeing her continuing coverage of this at LAist.com and, of course, on air right here on 89.3 KPCC. Michelle Faust, Raghavan, KPCC healthcare reporter. Coming up, we're going to be taking a look at the NCAA versus the state of California over new legislation that passed both houses of the legislature yesterday.